Blog Talk Radio.
I was having challenges with my old bank. Lots of red flags. Yellow ones too. Fees, penalties,
unnecessary fees,
playing dirty. So I broke up with bad banking and moved on with SoFi Checking and Savings. Now I get up to 2.0% APY on all my money and pay no account fees. Feels good to get my money right.
Bankers disqualified.
Break up with bad banking. Get 2.00% interest and earn up to $300 when you set up direct deposit. SoFi, get your money right.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Running blind, following your feet to try and outrun your fate. Standing in a field of flowers, the reaper voices the loudest, all hollering your name. Is it paradise? Only if it blows your mind and then blows away.
Sometimes you wheel, sometimes you deal, sometimes you have to rob and steal.
Call it a cinema, or call it second sight. Well, now they treat them all the same, and it's the thinnest line they hung you out by. You were holding my hands and saying, what if I only ever took what's mine? I wanted to tell them that if I could have led a different life, could have led a different life. Your last advice, and the whole house shakes. Then keep it in the family hide. Don't make the mistakes that I did, 'cause it'll weigh your soul away. And I would have tried if only it was black or white, but it's bullet gray.
Sometimes you wheel, sometimes you deal, sometimes you have to rob and steal.
Call you a cinema. Call it second.
All right. This is a product of WBNN. This is Know Your Rights, and I'm your host, Terra Strength. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And, of course, this is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Before I begin, I would like to thank Brother Obadeli and the ONE Dynasty family for giving me the opportunity to share my story and my perspective. The topic this evening is spirituality, a new perspective, the reawakening of the goddess interview with Valerie Lemmy. All right, so I want to read something here. So what is the significance of the goddess? Is there a relationship of the goddess with both men and women? Well, what is goddess? What is the goddess energy? This definition is more difficult for people. That difficulty is not an indication of ignorance, but rather an indictment of a society that is still riddled with male chauvinism. The goddess is defined with such words as light, love, isness, allness, and all that is. For, you see, the goddess is also light. The goddess is love. Reality is similarly goddess in action. Goddess, like God, is all that is. It would not be appropriate, though, to see the goddess as part of God, as some indeed would like to. However, it is appropriate to see God and goddess as the expressive and creative energies of all that is what is appropriate. You see, fraternal religions throughout the world have presented an image of the deity as being all male in the form of God, in the form of the Son, and perhaps somewhat amorphously in the form of the Holy Ghost. You have been satisfied with this limited concept of deity, especially when you were content to give your power away to guru, master, minister, or priest. The goddess energy is the idealized feminine energy, not the idealized woman, not the idealized female, but the idealized feminine energy. Feminine energy is truly available to all that are female, all that are women, and this is the important part, family. It is also fully available to all who are male and all who are men. Well, what are these key principles that come the closest to defining the goddess? They are simply put, imagining, feeling, conceiving, and perceiving. And that was taken from an excerpt from the Lazarus interviews. Before we get started with Valerie, again, I talked about this on Facebook Live. You want to pray for those in Florida with the hurricane coming, storms are down there. We got to pray for those people down there that they're safe, that they can get through this. We're talking about high-powered women, so please, let's keep everyone in your prayers, please. All right, Valerie, are you there?
Paris, I'm here. Hi.
I thought you would like that.
Yeah, I mean, what else is there to say? You've said it all, or so much of it. Well, not all, because this is, you know, the goddess is eternal, is infinite, like our spiritual beingness. And so we could talk about it forever, but wow, you did a really thorough job there. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I knew you didn't see that one coming, so I threw something in there, you know, to keep you on your toes a little bit, up the ante a little bit, that's all. So tonight, you know,
we want to
no problem. So tonight we want to talk about you a little bit. We kind of want to talk about this thing from men, from a male perspective, in terms of how this can help men more. All right. But before we do that, I want you to tell the audience a little bit about yourself, Valerie. Who are you, and what makes you you, and how we met a little bit, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, I have been looking for the deeper meaning and the purpose of life since I was about 15 years old, and I'm in my 60s now, so I've got a long, long history of wanting to understand and to heal myself, because I came from a very, very traumatic childhood where I was just tossed around, and there was a lot of trauma. So I was trying to find my bearings, and I couldn't. And I tried so many things. Oh, my God. Like, the list, the fact is, in our book, that Ty, who is the founder of Future Vision that I know you mentioned before, we have a book coming out called Falling in Love with Your Future, and that was the key that was missing. And I just want to say something real fast about how this, like, well, ties in. Because to me, the goddess and the future are interwoven. And it wasn't until I started working with Ty that I really started to see the healing that I have wanted for, like, I was looking for 39 years, because I've been doing this now for 12 years now. Woo-hoo! And, you know, people are healing on a regular basis. People are creating miracles and magic when they work with either Ty or I, because that's what the goddess energy is. That's what the wholeness of the universe, when you're embracing it, allows you to do. And so for me, my life went from sad, 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 happy to happy, 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 sad. So, you know, like a little, you know, like there's still things in the world that pull on our hearts. You know, there's pain. There's, we see it all the time. So it's not like, you know, you have the full range of emotions that are available to you, but you don't get stuck. So that's the difference. And and when I met you, Taris, boy, that was like, what, 9 years ago we met each other? Yeah, yeah. And you've come a long way. And yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Come a long way.
Yeah.
Progress. Right.
Yes, yes. So tell me a little bit. So in the healing work that you do, you talk about the goddess. And for so many people, that means Greek or Roman mythology. How is this different, Valerie? Like, tell me, how is this different?
Yeah, I love to make that distinction, because it's like what you were saying. It's not a female image. It's not a it is the feminine principle, which is the inner world. It is the feelings. It is a part of ourselves, but it's also so primordial and so pervasive. And so it's, well, a lot of people call it source or alpha. I call it the universal womb. The womb from which all things evolved and came from, the nothingness. So some people call it force. Some people call it, you know, nothingness. And my way of expressing the relationship, the final reunion with God, goddess, all that is. And like you were talking about, all that is. So, and it's in every single one of us, men, women, children.
Yes, yes. Okay. All right, so I want to speak to men. And so how can this help men? Why is it so important for men to have a relationship with the goddess? Before you answer, I just want to say something before you answer.
Yeah.
Because a lot of men, you know, when they hear this conversation right now, they hear me talking about this, and they roll their eyes. They're like, why do I need this? You know, like, I'm all male. I'm a man, you know, hear me roar. Like, why do I need this? You know, they roll their eyes. Women have too much power as it is. My wife is always complaining. You know, they get too much as it is. You know, what is your response to that?
I heard something recently that really just struck me so strongly. The time of fierce individuality is over, and the time for collaboration and cooperation is here now. That's how we're going to win. That is how we are going to change the equation. And for a man, look around you, men, in your life. Where's the goddess? Every woman that you know is a part of that. And for women, every man is their relationship with God. So there's always, if you want to understand women, the goddess is a great place to start, or those women are a great place to start to open up into the goddess energy. It's all around. It's already here. And we exit it out to our detriment. It's kind of, I was telling someone last night, if someone came and gave you this incredible gift, it was the thing that you've been waiting for. It was delivered to your door and you heard the doorbell ring and you opened and there's a gift. And you don't know who it came from, who are you going to thank? So to know the bounty and the abundance that the goddess is very, very important, because then you can say, I'm receiving from that now. I'm taking that in. And it's transformative, by the way. It's actually transcendent. It changes who you are. I think it changes the very molecules that make you who you are.
So I made a comment about this. It seemed to me that, you know, when men are in their creative, it seems like all the creative men are like the chick magnet, they used to say. They get a lot of women, right, because they're in their creative, all your entertainers and musicians. Is there something to that, you know, the guys that operate that unconsciously are in their feminine and don't know it? Is there something to that statement?
Well, yeah, in the sense that it sounds, again, like you were talking before, because I was listening in, about balance. And when a man is in a stuck, very traditional role of I'm the man, you're the woman, you know, like, and the gender roles are so rigid, what happens is more of a feeling of separation. And when a man embraces his, and by the way, Carl Jung was the one who first coined this phrase of the inner anima and animus, knowing that we had both inside of us, both feminine and masculine. The way to go inside and then the wanting to participate in the outer world. The outer world participation, that's the masculine. The introspective, you know, reflective, that's the feminine. So to be whole, just think about it this way. What would it be like if there's two people and they're just standing on one leg each and walking along? It's kind of a hobbled kind of thing. But what when two people are whole inside themselves and they come together, that is a beauty and an empowerment. Most of us really have seen. Yeah, right. So that's the goal here. The goal for men is to find that and then bring it into all relationships.
Yes, yes, yes it is. Yes, it is. Okay, so how does one know they are following the road to success in doing this? Like, what does it look like? Like, give us a situation. I don't know if you know any men like this or whatever, but give us a situation of what it looks like, a dating situation. You know, give us one scenario and give us another scenario of a person that's moving in that direction. And we have a music track.
We have a what?
I said we have a song, a song from Brother O after this, but let me, like, what does it look like?
Yeah. I think it's the difference between going into a situation where everything's already set up and, okay, here it is. This is what I want to say. I want to say men and women both, we need to let go of wanting to control. It never works, and it doesn't work trying to control other people. And to do that, you have to embrace fluidity. You have to start to – and the only way to do that, Terrace, is to be aware of your emotions. And we have been taught not to feel our emotions. We have literally been taught, and men especially, but women too, have kind of like been, and that is the missing link to success. And, you know, Ty came up with this amazing creating an awesome relationship worksheet, which I have used with clients, and their relationships just burgeon into this whole new level of understanding of what's possible.
Outstanding. All right. I'm going to have another track from Brother O while we think about this and contemplate. Brother O, you got something else for us? So it looks like we have a caller in the queue, caller one. Who am I speaking with? The Know Your Rights Show.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, sweetie, it's Jerry Petito.
How you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great. The Hall of Famer speaking. What you got for us this evening?
I just wanted to say hello to you and your guests and support you tonight.
Thank you.
So, I'm keeping you in prayer, baby.
Please.
Yes, yes, always.
Please, never turn up any prayer.
Never, never. I love you.
Yes. Thank you, Jerry. When is your next show, Jerry?
All right, hold on real quick. October 18th. I'm interviewing Joey Perillo. He's a comic genius.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Before you go, so give me some feedback. What do you think about this topic of understanding the goddess and what this means for us? What is your perspective of this?
So, I mean, I love, you know, first of all, I love all your topics. I love what she was saying. You know, I'm not really, okay, so you know me. I'm a Christian. I believe Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And, you know, I used to venture out and read so many things about so many other, you know, I don't even like the word religion, spiritual things. You know what I mean? And as I'm getting older, I just basically stick to me and God and Jesus. But I love listening to everything and all your different perspectives on spirituality. I love it. I love hearing it. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Oh, wow, that makes sense. So that, you know, and I do love it. So thank you.
I appreciate you. I appreciate your openness and appreciate the fact that you're thinking about some of this stuff, Jerry. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Means a lot. You know, you're our Hall of Famer. You're our role model on this network. So, you know, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, babe.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So that was Jerry Petito, one of my Hall of Fame hosts on this network. All right. So, Valerie, back to you now.
Yeah. And I actually, what I wrote down, I want to actually say to Jerry this next thing, and I wrote it down before she came on, the goddess is real, and your future self is real. This is not just a theory, or this is real. This is palpable, and I'd like to just tell a brief story of the first time I really experienced the goddess, the energy of the goddess. And it was, I was in a lot of pain at the time, and I was reading The Goddess Cure, which is an incredible book that Ty and Melinda Diner wrote. So that's available on Ty's website if anybody's interested in going and downloading that. And I was starting to think about my life and my relationship with love. And I thought, oh, my gosh. Up until now, what do I think about love? And it was like, oh, I don't trust love because every time I've loved, I've gotten hurt. So I think love is hurt. Love is pain. And then I just felt all the pain of a lifetime of disappointment and hurt, and I just wept and wept and wept. And then I heard a voice said, who are you really? Really, really, really? And I said, oh my gosh, at my core, I am love. So that means that I'm not trusting myself right now. And then I cried for a little bit longer. And then I heard that voice bubble up again and just say, and what is God made of? Oh, God is love. I know it. I can feel it. And then I heard the voice say, and what is the goddess? Oh, she's made of love. And this is true story. I kid you not. All of a sudden, I realized in that moment that I was a part of God and Goddess. I was them and they were me. And I had never been alone in my whole entire life. I thought I was alone because this illusion is very easy to make us think that we're alone. And this cascading purple-like light just surrounded me. I just laid back. And for 20 minutes, it just enveloped me. And then I fell asleep, and my insomnia was gone. And I had been fighting with it for months and months and months and maybe even years. And my insomnia was healed.
Wow.
So it's real. I want your listeners to know that. Yeah.
We have a caller in the queue. Caller two, who am I speaking with? You're on the Know Your Rights show with Eric Strength. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, you're speaking with the campaign manager, sir. How you doing tonight?
How you doing?
We can hardly hear you. Yeah, we can't hear you. All right, we'll come back to him.
Hi.
We'll come back to him. All right, continue the conversation, please.
Okay. All right, Jerry. So, Valerie. I said Jerry. Valerie, that was a powerful story. The fact that you were healed once you recognized that. You know, I mean, how many of us want that and don't know how to get there? So how does one know they are following the rules of success? It's one of the questions you made a comment about being successful and how one knows that they're following the rules of success. Explain that.
Yeah. Well, and so not only is this, like I said, our future and the goddess are interwoven. They have to be because that's where we're going to. We are going home. And this is spiritual badass, Terrace. This is.
Yeah.
So this is like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? And I'm going to say something here. This is just, I don't know for sure, but I feel it in my body and my bones. There is no hell. Uh-uh. No. The fact that you can make it down here, but there's no hell. So we're all going home. Every single human being alive, now, past, present, and future, are going home. And they're going home to what I called before, the divine womb. So how do you know you're on that road? Well, it's a quickening. It's an alivening. It shows up in your emotions. It shows up in the way your life unfolds. There's a magic that starts to happen that isn't there, right? You know what I'm talking about? It's like, you know, where just things just fall right in front of you. And you're like, oh, my God, I was just thinking and, you know. So about you and the person called, it happens, but it happens in big ways too, very spectacular ways, the more you allow it. So that's how you know, and it's really understanding emotions and how to feel intense and strong emotions, which we have been taught not to. We sort of stay in this gray band most of the time, most of our lives, actually. That's not where the goddess is at all.
Mm. Right. So we have caller three in the queue. Probably me. Mm-hmm. Caller three, who am I speaking with? I'm going to Know Your Rights show.
Hello, Terrace. This is Ty. Hi, Val.
Oh. Hey, Doc.
There he is.
Hello.
Mr. Kane, how are you doing this evening?
I'm really good. I'm happy to see you. I'm watching you on Facebook Live, and you're just handsome. And it's so fun hearing you, Valerie. And I wanted to touch on a couple of things. Terrace, you asked Valerie a question. What's the point? And for us guys, it's like there's got to be a point. There's got to be a reason for why do I want to dilly dally around with this goddess stuff?
Best sex you've ever had? How about the best sex you've ever had?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay,
that will get attention along with there's other stuff that goes on besides that, which is anybody, and I wanted you to tell a little more of your incredible story, Val. You mentioned, or Terrace mentioned, your 39 years. What all human beings are searching for is health, happiness, and success. We all want that, and we want it for our kids. We want it for our partners. We want it for the world. And so I want you to tell a little bit more about your 39 years, and I wanted to mention how courageous Valerie is, because she had spent 39 years, like I spent years and years and years doing every kind of therapy there is in the world, and they'd help a little bit, and then 2 months later, the same issues, same problems, and it never worked year after year after year. And Valerie found the same thing, 39 years of trying all different kinds of therapies. And one of the things that I wanted to mention for you to talk about, Valerie, is how courageous you had to be after all those years of trying therapy and healing and then becoming an astrologer and a hypnotherapist and a journey work practitioner. You are actually a practicing healer for 10 years helping other people. But when you and I started talking, you said, you know, it's really not working. My clients are getting a little bit better, but they're not changing their lives. I'm getting a little bit better, but I still have physical, emotional, and the courage that you have, and you and I know, we talked to a lot of people right at that same time. There are a lot of people who are not willing to tell the truth that what they're doing is not working. But most therapies don't work. Most healings are not complete. Spent years doing that and had the courage to be honest. The first time we talked, you said, I heard you speaking like this on a radio interview, and I was actually happy speaking, and then I was talking about connecting to the future and creating a life that you really love. And you said, I want that, and I honestly don't have that. And you were willing to try something new that was different than anything you'd ever done before, and particularly involving working with the goddess. But the point for the men in the audience is, do you want health, happiness, success? Oh, and by the way, love.
Yes.
Because, yes. And what you mentioned earlier on, Terrace, one of the qualities of the, one of the core qualities of the goddess is receiving.
Yes.
And so if you don't heal your relationship with not only your feminine energy, but the goddess, you can't receive well. And how many men are there in the world who are working themselves to death, but not, and they may get it, they may receive a lot of money, but are they receiving the fulfillment and the happiness that keeps them alive? So you can't receive if you don't have the feminine energy. And the other one that you mentioned, Valerie, is feeling. And if you don't feel, like you mentioned the example, someone comes to the door and brings you a beautiful gift. Well, if your arms are tied up in a straitjacket and you can't receive, what good does that gift do you? Nothing.
Right.
And then if you do receive it and you, oh, I got the gift, but you can't feel. If you can't feel the happiness from opening the gift, if you're just numb emotionally, which is most human beings. So the receiving and feeling are qualities that come from the feminine, from the divine feminine, from the goddess. Terrace, you're a natural. You're a rare man. First time we talked, there was just such love and fun and honesty talking about what it's like to feel, to care, to be real, to want to help others. And you spent your whole life doing that, Val, trying, but it didn't work until you started working with the future and then with the goddess and opening the healing. So talk a little bit more about just what a transformation it was to spend 39 years studying every form of therapy and healing and consciousness and actually becoming a healing practitioner. Because there, pretty much everybody out there has tried therapy or tapping or all of that stuff, and most of them are still in pain. How frustrating was that for you?
Oh God, it was not only frustrating, but so it caused despair and it caused anger inside of me that I didn't understand. It caused complete emptiness. And also frustration and anger. So it was this weird mixture. And I remember so this is what I noticed. When I did the journey work, I noticed that a lot of the practitioners were getting sick. That really concerned me. I have that ability to, you know, look at something and go, well, how are the people that are doing this? What's happening to them? And I noticed also that, like you said, my clients were, not getting the fulfillment, but I wasn't getting the fulfillment. I ended up in the emergency room with back pain that was off the charts, and I was a healer, quote unquote, doing, this is drum roll, please, emotional release work. And then one day, Ty asked me a question. He said to me, it's so funny. He said, Valerie, what are you feeling right now? But wait a minute. Hold on. Let me go. I have to sit down. I have to close my eyes. I have to go down through the layers. Isn't that how you feel? I realized that I did not have the tools for in the moment being able to respond to life, to respond and to receive both at the same time. And so to see, to have the pain and then to have the solution. So now someone could ask me, so Valerie, how are you feeling? And pretty much within a minute, I wouldn't just tell you just, oh, I'm happy. I would say, oh, I'm happy. I'm feeling peace. It's wonderful, you know, to be alive right now. I have a language. Think about the other people in your life. Think about the connections in your life. Women already sort of are more here than men are. It's just going to work better. It works better when you know how to embrace the feminine. And everyone's talking about receiving tonight. And also, I think we mentioned conceiving. But here's the really cool part. Perceiving is also the goddess energy. It's conceiving, receiving, and perceiving.
Receiving.
And when you perceive new things, you're on the road to longevity.
Absolutely.
Isn't that cool?
Valerie,
yeah.
That's outstanding. Ty, if you're still there, I want to thank you for calling in, brother. We got a track next from DJ Legend, Brother O. But Ty, thanks for calling in. And Valerie, that was outstanding. We're going to talk some more when he comes back after the track.
Before we fall, settle down, I do it all for a change. We're going through it again on our own separate ways, and I need to relate.
Thank you.
All right, Brother O, thank you for that track. We have another caller in the queue, caller four. Who am I speaking with? You're on the Know Your Right show with Terra Strength. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, how you doing? You're speaking with your campaign manager, sir. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Brother O. You got your phone together, huh?
Yeah, finally, finally. Look, hey, I'm enjoying what your special honored guest is sharing with us tonight. And, of course, you already know I appreciate all that you share with us. But I think you need to sit down, sir. I got some news to share with you. Congratulations. Congratulations,
uh-oh,
International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee, Terra Strength, on your WBNN all-time connection record with your 45th all-time and your 5th consecutive with the historic Dolly Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer, and your ultimate contention in the electoral voting process for the class of 2022 at the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame on October 17, 2022. You already know I'm
wow,
proud of you, man. And I'm, look, I mean, right now,
wow,
I'm standing up for you. You sit down. I'm going to stand up for you, fam. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank
I'm you, proud of you.
Thank you.
And I'm
going to
listen to the rest of the show, okay?
Thank you. Wow. This is incredible. Thank you. Thank you, Brother O. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So that's your awesome, bright future, Terrace, right?
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yeah.
Are you there?
First of all, Valerie, welcome to WBNN.
Yes.
A great historic night. Bottom of the ninth, two outs, two strikes. Either
cool,
you walk or you hit, and you hit a home run. Two out are more than 9.5 years doing radio, over 248 posts that I have touched, and we have 24 now. And all those hosts and all those connections and all those listeners. Tonight, Terrace has done something that warrants great grandeur. And this is my last year being part of the electoral voting process of the International Radio Hall of Fame. I've been doing it for almost 6 years. And I get a chance to vote for Terrace Strength on the 17th of October. It makes me very, very proud of all the hard work, because not only do I have to worry about Terrace, I got to worry about, you know, 18 other people that right now, five did not make it in contention, did not hit the criteria. And we had now, right now, Terrace makes 18 at this time. They're still eligible. And now becoming curator of the Hall of Fame next year, where I'll be able to sign the ultimate certificates. And this is the first year, hopefully, if Terrace makes the vote on the 17th, that I'll be able to, my name will be on the certificate as curator for the first time ever of the International Radio Hall of Fame. I'm proud of that and my hard work. Terrace, I'm very proud of you. Words cannot even, there's no words for it right now. And I'm very, very, you know, very, very happy for you at this time. But we all know that one vote doesn't make seven. And it takes seven votes to, or it takes five votes to, five out of two to be enshrined. And definitely, you know, because of criteria, you had my vote. And now we need four more. So congratulations. We'll take another caller at this time. But since he brought me on, I wasn't trying to be on Valley at this time. But he goes Terrace with his nonsense, his mess, right? They're doing you on the line right now. But I'll be saying more at Ngozi time. But congratulations to you. And we go to another caller at this time. And a person that has supported you off the air before she became a host, and she right now is in contention for the Linear New Host of the Year for the class of 2022, Miss Mo Garman at this time.
Mo.
Hi, Terrace. Hi, how are you?
How are you doing, Mo?
I am doing
well. Hey, Mo.
How are
you?
Hi.
I have a question for you, Valerie. And by the way, congratulations, Terrace. Yeah, congratulations. Valerie, I want to know, how can the goddess help men in their romantic relationships? Like, what specifically can men do in their romantic relationships?
Well, okay. First of all, what Ty was talking about just now, which is having the courage to step up. And it's not just opening up into the goddess. It's also being able to see and, again, perceive, receive, and conceive of your awesome, bright future, your brilliant future that you want to create. That is, I mean, women and men both have to do it, and we do it a little differently. We do, because we have different sensibilities. So men can harness the ability to not only see that future, but understand that they can create that future, because this is the spiritual badass truth. We are all gods and goddesses in becoming. We are that powerful. We create our reality. We didn't really touch on that tonight, Tara said. We create our reality, and we're becoming more and more aware. And to really make reality work, you have to begin in the same resonance as the universe. So men can step up. They can be gods and step up. And women, you can become the goddess. And I tell my female clients, and this is a little bit of a dynamic here, but I tell my female clients all the time, put your goddess foot down. Put your goddess foot down, and men, be gods and step up. Take the responsibility. And like Ty was talking before about happiness, health, and success and love, when I was an astrologer, that's all anybody wanted to know. Where's the money coming from? Am I going to find love? You know, like, that's really it, right? How's my health going to be?
That's true.
We live in a loving and abundant, yes, and the goddess is abundant. The goddess is abundant. And so it makes your whole life better. And then you can appreciate the woman who's standing next to you in a completely different way, completely different way. And the love can just grow so much more profoundly and deeper. Yeah.
Yep.
So that would be my answer.
Yeah.
When is your next show, Mo?
My next show will be Friday, October the 7th. And the show topic will be healing from clergy abuse. I'll be interviewing Sandy Phillips Kirkham.
Okay. That sounds interesting.
That's an important topic.
I was about to say that's a very important topic, because a lot of people have been abused in that way. And it's difficult to heal from it. So.
For calling in, Mo. Thank you for calling in, as always. All right, so I think we have another caller in the queue. Oh, six. Who am I speaking with?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we crashed the backboards on our baby moms, you know what I'm saying? Yo, and I wanted to say congratulations on the connection, you know what I mean? But
Thank you.
But this is an interesting topic here, and I've noticed people getting in touch with their goddess. Some of the men out here that I know, you know what I'm saying, they get in touch with their goddess side of things, you know what I'm saying? But however, what I'm gonna do is Clever One. You know what I'm saying? And this is just me, because I'm one man. You know, I can only be accountable for my own speeches and actions. But however, what I'm going to do with this energy, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to direct it towards the refrigerator. And I'm going to allow the women to take the meat out, the freezer for the night. You know what I'm saying? And get the Crisco ready, whatever you're going to get. Canola, you know what I'm saying? We need feminine energy for that. You know what I'm saying? What else we got? I'll let them. We'll watch the Tyler Perry movie. How's that? know what I mean? And as far as it gets for Clever One with that type of energy, because I'll let the women control it because they need it. Whatever God they need, that's get that one. Get that God and follow that God's instructions. You know what I'm saying? If you're not going to follow any other God, which you should be following one God because there's only one God worthy of worship. But if you got to name other people and all kinds of other things, you know what I'm saying, do what you got to do. Because I'm Clever One, one half of the Blues Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we got crumbs in our bed from eating the big piece of chicken at dinner. Check your satellites.
Oh, my Clever One. Something else. All right.
Well, can I just say something? My ex-husband used to cook. He was a culinary school graduate, and so he and we're still friends. And let me tell you something: he cooks for me all the time. So it could go any way.
Yes, it can. I hear you. I hear you on that one. I hear you. So to get back to our questions, you were talking. You mentioned you and I were talking about elegance and how is that feminine energy. Explain that whole elegance being feminine energy.
Yeah,
no mind.
It's actually both masculine and feminine, and that's why. But the definition of elegance, it is a goddess trait. There's a couple that you were mentioning different things. I know valuing yourself, the valued self,
yeah.
Feeling your emotions. That is also the goddess or the feminine part of us. Also, elegance and excellence, practicing excellence in everything we do. We don't know it when we're doing it a lot of times. For years and years,
right.
I did it and I didn't know. But I knew I always loved excellence and I always loved elegance. But this is the scientific definition, is the least amount of energy for the most effective outcome. I think men would love that, right? Don't you want to like really be productive and creative in a very smooth, easy way, an easy life, not a, you know, to take struggle out of the equation, to take the pain and the suffering out of the equation. That's where we're going. That's the future that we are all endeavoring to create. A world becoming new. So that's really my answer to elegance. So like, Terrace, wouldn't you like things to just go smoothly and then to solve problems that you didn't even know it was going to solve when you did it? Like, I'm going to do this a new way. I'm going to open up. And that's what the receiving does. You see, if you're receiving, you're receiving new ideas. You're receiving from your future self, who has more and more openness to the goddess, because that's the direction we're going.
Uh-huh.
So it works beautifully together.
So another question. So why are we so out of balance these days, Valerie? It's not even a question anymore. It's chaos. But how can you say a relationship with the goddess can make a practical difference in our lives?
You know that saying, two heads are better than one? Well, co-creation is the ultimate state of reality creation. And it's not to be a puppet. It's not to allow the, you know, like whoever, whatever your divine is, it's not to have them, they're pulling the strings. They're in the background. They're setting things up. No, we create our reality. But
yes,
it's out of balance. Because we are in so much pain, our priorities have just gotten skewed, and we're stuck in the old way of doing things. What's happening right now on the planet Earth is the future is creating the present. That's what's mm-hmm. happening in the world. So if we're holding on to the past, it's very, very dissident, and violence comes out of it. So mm-hmm. to open up, to see the future, and to start to realize that we can create, and there's so many amazing solutions that are coming down the road. And it's our belief that it's going to be hard and struggle that's creating the problem. It's our negative and limiting beliefs. It's the martyrhood. Yeah. It's the self-pity. That's in the way. And when you open up into the goddess and our bright futures, that stuff, that part of the equation starts, it just falls away. It falls away, and you also have to choose. It's courageous choices to choose. That's what I want. I want to go that way. And the universe responds, by the way, just so beautifully. Yeah.
It takes courage. And we have another caller in the queue. Caller 8, who am I speaking with? You want to know your right show?
Peace and blessings, my adopted son. And peace and blessings to you, Jeff.
Thank you.
I want to say congratulations to your record. And I knew that you was going to get it anyway. I already knew that.
Oh.
Yes. Now, you know I always have something to say. But I want to say that women have been represented as gods and priestess. And when you go to Kemet, which is Egypt, and you look on the walls, you will see the queens are the women with thrones on their head.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go back and also look at India, India has so many female goddesses or deities.
Yeah.
And sometimes I wonder what happened in history between men and women that they are not telling us. Also, I understand that we have had images dug up of female deities. Venus is one. And I don't understand what's happening today with men today, because I think a couple of days ago I actually looked and saw that a man, he was, I believe, a boyfriend, and he killed the mother, threw the child in the river. And I'm noticing an increase on the attacks on women. And I would like to your guests to elaborate on that with the violence that is increasing among women.
Right, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I would love to answer your question. It's a great, really wonderful question. And the basis of that is...
I was having challenges with my...
And the basis of that is chauvinism, or a more paternal approach to life versus the masculine and feminine imbalance. And by the way, we don't want to go to the other way. We don't want to go where it's just all women now and there's all chaos and there's no structure. Masculine energy is structure. The female energy is more fluid. I tell people, it's like, you know, knock on your desk or your chair. That's the masculine. Wave your hands in the air. That's the feminine. But we need both. We need open space and we need structure. But the chauvinism suppressed feminine. And the truth is, and this is a really good reason, because women are stronger. The feminine energy is stronger, not physically, but emotionally. And so there is a fear, and there's a separation, and that separation is what is causing, and the separation is not just outside, it's also inside. So yes, they have done excavations, and they have found that there are civilizations that didn't have mass graves or walls around, this is 15,000 years ago, they worship the goddess. They worship the feminine divine. And we need to reclaim that. And there's this beautiful quote, the goddess is returning, even though she never really left. She is returning and she brings with her a light that can be heard in everyone's heart. So we are part of that. We came here to do that. Yeah.
Well,
Sister Bessie, you're here to do that too. Thanks for calling us, Sister Bessie. When is your next show?
Yes, my next show is on the 14th of September. October.
No. Because that was fast. Right.
Yes, my show will be on the 14th.
Well, time is an illusion. Time is an illusion, but that's like all time exists simultaneously.
Yes.
But
thank you, Brother Terrence, and I am elated, and I am happy, and I will be doing a dance when I see your name come up as the Hall of Famer.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing that dance, Sister Bessie. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Thank you. All right, so we have a track next by DJ Legend, Brother O. What you got for us, Brother O?
Bye.
jamming on that one, Ms. Valley. We were jamming on that one.
Yeah, that was an awesome song. I loved it. That was my favorite so far this evening.
Another question I want to ask before this show is over. So you're saying the universe and the goddess, are in a state of harmony. So why is there so much trouble in this world?
Yeah. Well, we're the ones that are out of balance. We are not right now in a state of harmony. We're in disharmony. And through time, we have grown because we don't know how to feel and release our emotions. We have a lot of suppressed emotions inside of us. So we've grown resentful and distrusting, thinking, you know, the other shoe is going to drop. We have all these different sayings, you know, you can't have it all. You know, you just take the best and hope for the best, you know, expect the worst and take whatever comes. This is terrible. These are horrible ways of approaching life. So we have grown resentful and distrustful of life, and that includes God and Goddess because of how it's taught to us. And ultimately, when things go wrong, we tend, out of the self-pity victim, to blame. So we need to heal that. And here's the really cool part, Terrence, that I just want to say. When you're working with the future, healing happens so much faster. Success happens so much more rapidly. Love grows so much faster. And all of that is just so strengthened by having a relationship with the future instead of mucking around in the past, which is one of the reasons why everything that I did didn't work. It didn't have that aspect of the future built in. So, yeah.
Got it. And so I guess that's the answer to how we fix our lack of relationships with the goddess, too. It's the same thing. Focusing on the future.
Yes, and realize that you are so powerful. Learn to recognize how powerful every individual is, and then to imagine what would it look like to have this truly loving life, this successful life filled with happiness. Most of my clients, within, you know, a short period of time, and then build on the structure within 2 years, have a completely different life than they had when they started. It's amazing. And you, right now, if your listeners could create a holographic image of what they really want and then step into that in your imagination and have the expectation that you can have it, that it's yours and you're enough, really feel with every fiber of your being that wants and longs for that. That's how it works. That's how it happens. And then you've got to get rid of the limiting and negative beliefs and the suppressed hurts and angers. So there's a reunion, the reunion with the divine and the goddess who wants you to succeed even more than you do. So it's always good to have someone like that in your corner.
Yes, thank you. Valerie, this has been a great show. It has been as advertised. And I want to thank you for coming on here. And sharing your perspective with us on the reawakening of the goddess. And I guess it's Ngozi time next, brother O.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Valerie for being able to just be interviewed on the Storic Dynasty. So proud tonight of Terrence Strength, his 45th all-time, you know, and he does it every single month. And so you hit five consecutives and be part of the voting process of the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. I'm very proud of you. You know, I said to you, bottom of the ninth, two outs and two strikes. You know, this reminds me of a young man in Paris. You know him very, very well. His name is Wajet Mentotep L. You know, as a intern, he became a host on its very last try. That's the history of our network. You know, bottom of the ninth. And he did what he had to do to become a host. And tonight, it reminds me of that, but more gloriously, for you to be had, you know, for you to have the opportunity to be in the electoral process for October 17th, a hallowed day for the world, but definitely for WBNN. I get a chance for the last time in my life to be able to vote for you. And you have my vote, you know, one of the seven in the world that's able to do it, or honored to do it. And now it's for the other six who are listening to this program tonight. The six people of the International Radio Hall of Fame Voting Committee. This man came up, and he did what he had to do. Let us do what we need to do to get him enshrined in the International Radio Hall of Fame. Not just a nominee, but a Hall of Famer. This man, if you are a newcomer to this network, he garnered 33 consecutive all-time connection records, a record that might not ever be broken unless we have someone come on as a quasar. And this network always proves that we find those type of people that do that type of work. Right now we have a great streak from Jared Petito, 12 consecutively. You know, we never know. She got 11 to go. You know, we have a young man by the name of Clever One on this network who's trying to garner what Sonya Griffin did. In 2017, she was the only host in our network's history to become, you know, new host of the year and host of the year. That won't happen this year because this man, by the last name of Strength, garnered his fourth place in finals for the Anna Waddell Award. That is the only host of the year at WBNN. And on Black Friday, there are four people that have the honor to be part of that process. One person is the number one ranked, Jared Petito. The next is the number two ranked, Dr. Chinchilla J. The third ranked, Angela Thomas Smith, and the fourth ranked, and in the electoral process for the Hall of Fame, Mr. Terrence Strength. It's finalized now. And we are a network of champions. I fall back now to let my commissioner, who's part of that process this year, you vote for her, or Jerry, or Angela, or Terrace on Black Friday. Our hosts are the ones that let that happen. I love the you know, diplomacy of that situation. The hosts will let you know around the world who they feel should be the Anna Waddell Award winning host of the year. And I know Terrace will talk about that in his final thoughts. But now, it's in Ngozi time by my commissioner, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother O. Terrace, I really enjoyed what I've heard on your program tonight. And thank you to your guest tonight, Valerie LeMay. Very excellent program. And congratulations, definitely, on your 45th all-time connection record and for you landing that spot and the being nominated, okay, for this year for the Hall of Fame. So that is so awesome. And, you know, I'm praying that you win, and I think you're going to win it. So I hope you win it. I want to see you win it. And we all at WBNN want to see you be enshrined this year. And now I just heard I'm number two ranked now. Okay, I was number one ranked all year. Now I'm number two. Oh, boy. But that's good, though. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. And for you, Terrace, to have 33 all-time connection records, you know, records as a rookie, or not a rookie, but a new host, that was so awesome. And I heard Brother O say that Jerry has 11 more to go, 21 more to go. Yeah, 21. If she's at 12, it's 21 to make 33 all-time
connection. You're right. You're right. Yeah, listen, doctor, I got so excited. You're absolutely right, and that's going to be hard. You know what I mean? I got so excited. He does have 21 more to go. That's why I'm a commissioner. Because sometimes, you know, I do so much. Thank you, Commissioner.
All right. Yeah, so again, congratulations. And Brother O, that song that you played, that last song, I really enjoyed that. That man said he'll do whatever it takes. Where is he? Okay. Where are the men like that today? And say, I'll do whatever it takes. That was wonderful. And Valerie loved that song as well. She said that was her favorite song of the night, and mine too. All right. Please tune in Sunday night, everybody. I want to mention this really quickly to News Forum, 9:30 p.m. Sunday, October 2nd, is Wrongful Conviction Awareness Day across this country. And on Sunday night, 9:30 p.m., we're going to be having a show centered around that. And those of you that listen to News Forum, you know that I usually talk about wrongful convictions just about every week. And that is going to be a day set aside Sunday night to bring more awareness to wrongful conviction. So we're going to have several different attorneys who are wrongful conviction attorneys and civil rights attorneys as well. So tune in Sunday night right here on WBNN. Thank you so much. All right, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Malewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mothers and fathers' favorite producer, Oladele Malewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And stay tuned for Casual Chat with Ava Holly, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time tomorrow night. Or you can also tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. Stay tuned. Now back to International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Terris Strength.
Thank you, Chinchilla. Thank you for those words, Brother O. Thank you for your support. And I want to thank my guest tonight, Valerie Lemmy, for an outstanding show. Valerie, make sure you mention how people can contact you. Very quickly, if you're there. Still there, Valerie?
Yes, I'm here. And, yeah, I would love to do that. I have the web. My website is yourbrilliantfuture.com, and people can find me there. But really, they can also just text me on my phone, 201-681-9240 way to get in touch with me. And for anybody who does reach out, I have free handouts that I will give, if you're open to receiving. I have stuff that I can give you, and I also offer a complimentary consultation. It lasts between 45 minutes and an hour, and I talk about, like, what you want to create in your life and how we can do that together. So that's, you know, yeah, that's the offer. And thank you, Terris, so much. And congratulations to you, too.
Thank you. This was a lot of fun. I hope our listening audience gleaned something from this. Again, spirituality, new perspective. We try to examine different perspectives on this show to help us all to move towards wholeness and to evolve. And I want to thank Brother O and everyone here and all you listeners. I will see you in a month from now. Remember, family, remember, always, always, always know your strength. Thank you.
is wrong.